At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Intelligence type with astrology case study. Ravi's ascendant is in Punarvasu, Cancer, giving his personality a nurturing, emotionally attuned, and idealistic nature. Punarvasu's qualities of optimism and reinvention activate Ravi's intrapersonal and existential intelligence. He learns by reflecting on his emotions, sensing life's underlying patterns, and aligning his outer choices with inner values. Cancer's receptivity further refines this introspective mode, suggesting he draws meaning from memory, emotional cycles, and the instinct to bring emotional life into balance. In the second house, Ketu in Maga strengthens his existential intelligence with a focus on value systems, family legacy, and vocal expression. This placement gives Ravi a deep spiritual detachment from material possessions while still carrying a regal, ancestral sense of pride and self-worth. He may show early interest in history, archetypes, or symbolic language, and he's likely drawn to unraveling hidden truths or teaching from ancient traditions, especially where voice, wealth, or values are concerned. His moon in Swati in the fourth house brings in a strong stream of emotional and interpersonal intelligence, grounded in Libra's diplomatic air and Swati's independent sensitivity. Ravi processes emotion through balance, grace, and subtle navigation. This placement supports work in emotional systems, whether personal, architectural, or community-based. He learns best in peaceful environments and feels most grounded when allowed intellectual freedom within emotionally harmonious structures. Venus in Jeshta in the fifth house links musical, emotional, and interpersonal intelligence to his creative expression, education, and romantic tendencies. Jeshta's depth and psychological complexity offer Ravi the ability to create or mentor from an emotionally refined space, making him well-suited for teaching, arts, therapeutic creativity, or mentorship roles. His creativity comes through intense emotional intelligence, able to translate deep feeling into layered expression, whether verbal, aesthetic, or relational. In the sixth house, Ravi carries both Saturn in Mula and Sun in Purva Ashada, integrating existential, logical, and intrapersonal intelligence in his daily life and problem solving. Saturn brings responsibility and structure to routine, while the Sun here adds clarity, courage, and moral discernment. Mula's depth supports emotional deconstruction and analysis, and Purva Ashada inspires victorious leadership through emotional conviction. Ravi likely thrives in environments requiring ethical resilience and self-mastery. His Mercury in Uttara Ashada in the seventh house contributes linguistic and interpersonal intelligence in relationships, negotiations, and shared projects. He processes partnerships through rationality and a desire for purposeful collaboration. Mercury in this solar nakshatra lends clarity in legal, philosophical, or administrative communication, suggesting Ravi may find strength in partnership-based leadership, conflict resolution, or cooperative teaching. Rahu in Shatabisha, in the eighth house, activates deep existential and pattern-based intelligence, especially regarding transformation, psychology, and hidden knowledge. Ravi may be drawn to esoteric studies, systems thinking, or the healing arts, particularly in unorthodox or technology-based modalities. He has the capacity to decode emotional structures or subconscious patterns and is likely pulled toward reform, healing, or consciousness studies that bridge logic and mystery. Finally, Mars in Ravati in the ninth house energizes bodily kinesthetic, spiritual, and moral intelligence through action-oriented belief. Ravi's ethical stance and spiritual courage are expressed in motion through travel, performance, or teaching that connects higher ideals to lived experience. Ravati's compassionate depth adds a desire to protect and guide others, often quietly, through life's larger lessons. Altogether, Ravi's intelligence network is emotionally rich, philosophically precise, and deeply rooted in pattern recognition, symbolic insight, and emotionally attuned expression. He learns best through inner integration, creative reflection, and spiritual clarity, carrying the capacity to guide, pet eel, or structure the world around him with soulful presence and intellectual refinement. Hashtag career based on intelligence for Ravi. Ravi's Cancer Ascendant in Punarvas, paired with Moon in Swati and Ketu in Maga, outlines a career path rooted in emotional depth, ethical clarity, symbolic insight, and communicative grace. His primary intelligence types, intrapersonal, existential, linguistic, emotional, and musical, position him for work that blends empathy, intellect, and meaningful expression. He is best suited to roles where he can guide, educate, harmonize, or heal, often from a place of quiet influence and inner knowing. His Ketu and Maga in the second house gives him ancestral intuition and a spiritual approach to value and speech. This supports work in oral tradition, heritage-based storytelling, esoteric teaching, or wisdom-based consulting. Ravi may have a gift for carrying forward what is noble, refined, or archetypal, especially in fields like mythic education, voice training, or legacy-centered mentorship, where spiritual detachment and eloquence merge. With Moon in Swati in the fourth house, Ravi brings emotional intelligence and interpersonal diplomacy to inner environments, making him well-suited for roles in counseling, community harmony, architecture of emotional spaces, or conflict resolution. Swati's air element allows for elegant detachment and tactful mediation. He may thrive in situations where balancing others' emotional needs with intellectual freedom is vital. Venus in Jyeshta in the fifth house links his creative intelligence with psychological depth. Ravi could excel in therapeutic arts, creative mentoring, or emotionally layered storytelling, particularly in one-on-one or small group contexts. Jyeshta gives him the ability to lead without ego, to inspire from lived wisdom, making him effective in guiding younger minds, transforming emotional blocks through creativity, or mentoring others in emotionally charged fields like relationships, trauma, or artistic identity. The Sun and Saturn in the sixth house suggest a strong work ethic and ethical intelligence in service-based professions. With Sun in Purva Ashada and Saturn in Mula, Ravi is built for reform-driven, philosophical, or truth-centered leadership within structured systems. He may thrive in spiritual administration, ethical coaching, emotional justice advocacy, or systems of holistic discipline where resilience, insight, and service intersect. His Mercury in Uttara Ashada in the seventh house favors linguistic intelligence in partnerships, negotiation, and client-facing communication. Ravi may be drawn to coaching, conflict mediation, educational consultancy, or spiritual teaching, roles that require verbal clarity, ethical depth, and steady diplomacy. His gift lies in being able to communicate difficult truths with tact, groundedness, and insight. Rahu in Shatabisha in the eighth house adds transformative power to his intelligence. He may be pulled toward healing technologies, energetic systems, or emotional pattern decoding. This placement suits roles in trauma work, depth psychology, or integrative healing, where he can combine emotional intelligence with systemic thinking and a deep curiosity for what lies beneath. He may also be effective in emerging tech and consciousness research, especially where mysticism and logic intersect. Finally, Mars in Rivada in the ninth house supports spiritually active and kinesthetic intelligence in pursuit of meaningful contribution. Ravi may channel his drive into soulful movement practices, ethical travel, spiritual coaching, or creative spiritual expression. Ravadi gives compassion, Mars gives action. This combination supports professions where emotional courage and embodied belief align. Altogether, Ravi is best aligned with careers that allow him to translate emotion into wisdom, values into action, and silence into meaning. He excels in fields where ethical leadership, symbolic understanding, healing through communication, and emotional precision are needed. His work is meant to nurture transformation, not through dominance, but through presence, clarity, and emotional depth.